This Brother Metter, good to be with you. And I want to take you into the visitation of prayer that I had. I'm going to do my best to explain this. But once I explain this, once I give you the scripture, then it's going to be up to you to seek the Lord and ask God for understanding and wisdom and ask God to bring this thing to life in your spirit, give you the revelation and the understanding of it, and then press the Lord to have this activated in your life. I appreciate the way God's working. I appreciate the way He's moving. And y'all just bear with us. We're doing some experiments with our microphone, trying to get a better sound for our video. So just work with us. But it was Friday a week ago, July the 10th, 2020, at about 2:30 in the afternoon. And the Lord has talked to us about praying of a morning, of an afternoon, and of an evening. And this is written in the scripture about Daniel. Daniel prayed three times a day. David also prayed three times a day, and it was in a prophecy back on March the 30th of this year that the Lord spoke to us, and He spoke to us to press our way into praying three times a day. Now, I know everybody can't do that. I know some of you work, you have responsibilities, but you can pray of a morning, you can pray of an evening. It's just disciplining ourselves to do what God's asking. Our trouble is we have too much going on in the natural, and we've loaded ourselves down with so many responsibilities until we don't have time to be still and hear what God's speaking or press our way into a working of the Spirit of God to change our relationship with God. But this was Friday afternoon, about 2:30 in the afternoon, July the 10th. And I have a recliner in our living room, and many times I will sit in that recliner, listen to prophecy, listen to the Word of God, read prophecy, study Scripture. And at this time, I think I was listening to a prophecy. But as I sat there, the Word of the Lord came to me. And this is what I heard in my spirit. These words, and it's like a loud, almost an explosion of the Word of God spoke in my spirit, and I heard, Lord, teach us to pray. And I knew exactly where the scripture was, and it's in Luke, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to take you there, and I'm going to read it. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So Jesus was praying. Evidently they weren't praying with him, or they've been trying to pray with him. But when he ceased praying, then they came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray. John taught his disciples to pray, so we need you to teach us to pray. Now, all these men were Jews. All of them were probably very devout, kept the law to the best of their ability, loved God. But when they became disciples of Christ, and many of them might have been John's disciples, because I feel like there were many of John's disciples that after he died, then many of those disciples went over to Jesus and started following his teaching, because John had told them, this is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. But I heard those words in my spirit that afternoon, and the Lord began to deal with me. And I think what God's doing, he's giving us more than just an ability to pray. You know, you call it a spirit of prayer, you call it anointing to pray, you call it a prayer language, you call it whatever you want to call it, but I feel like the Lord is doing more than just giving us a spirit of prayer or a prayer language or an ability to pray. I feel like he's opening our understanding with what he's spoken in my spirit. He's given me deeper understanding than I've ever had, and I've served God 50 years almost, and I think that I've heard about everything that could be said about prayer or taught about prayer or the way it's been taught, the scriptures it's been used. But this was Friday afternoon. That thing stayed with me and carried on with me into the night. And early Saturday morning, July the 11th, 2020, about 4:45 in the morning, I was beginning to stir around, and the voice of the Lord spoke this into my spirit. Prayer is the relationship of my spirit with the soul of man. I am spirit, and I created man a spirit being, and prayer is the way that I ordained for the soul of man to communicate with me. And then the Lord took me into the scripture in Genesis, the second chapter. It's the seventh verse. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now we know that the soul is the spirit of man. It's the spirit that God put in man when he breathed in him, brought him to life. So God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and his soul came alive. So that soul is the spirit of man. And when the Lord spoke these words into my spirit, prayer is the relationship of my spirit with the soul of man. I am spirit, and I created man a spirit being, and prayer is the way that I've ordained for the soul of man to communicate with me. So the Lord, give me that scripture in Genesis 2 and 7, and then he took me back to Genesis 1 and 26 through 28. So we'll start at Genesis 1, verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, but male and female created he them. And here several months ago, I began to bring it out. I don't know why it got in my spirit, but when God created Adam, he didn't create Eve at the same time. He did not. He created man. In his image and in his likeness, he created man. Eve was not created till later. Don't know how much later. All I know is that creation was 1,000 of our years, because the Bible teaches us that one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So I don't have time to go into that right now. You'll have to find some of the other teaching that I put on here about creation and about the time period. But anyway, you go on over into Genesis, the second chapter. And it says in the Lord, in verse 15, "And the Lord took command and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. The Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof." Now here's a point I want to stress. There's no way that God created Adam, and we know he was created on the sixth day. Then God created all the animals, brought them to Adam, and whatever Adam called them, that's what their name was. And there's no way physically possible for everything that God created to be brought to Adam in a 24-hour day for Adam to name them. It's just not physically possible. So that's why the Lord revealed to me way back in the 80s that creation was 6,000 of our years. And I will say it again, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. You've got to understand that to understand creation. So it says, and Adam gave names to all cattle and fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet. So the Lord caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam, or to fall on Adam, and he slept. And the Lord took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord made or had taken from man, made he woman and brought her unto him. So we understand that man was made in God's image, in God's likeness. He gave him total dominion and authority over all his creation that he had created at that time. That is what, and then God had made the earth, he had made the garden, he had made everything. God did make man and then make everything. God made everything and then made man. So everything God made in the beginning was for man. And when the scripture starts out in Genesis 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. This is not talking about the beginning of God. This is God talking about the beginning of man. The Bible is the beginning of man's relationship with God. It's not the beginning of God, because God always was, always is, always will be. He's eternal. He's forever. He always has been, always was, always will be. So when it says in the beginning, talking, God is talking about in the beginning of his relationship with man. So the way God created man, he didn't create him natural. He didn't create him carnal. He didn't create him corruptible, immortal. Man was created immortal, eternal, and incorruptible. He was made to live forever. He was made a vessel that God could live in and dwell in and have communion in, and it was not meant for man to die. God didn't create man mortal. He created him immortal. He created him eternal. And he created him incorruptible. But he told him in the day that he eat of the knowledge of good and evil or touch that tree, he would surely die. When it happened, he died naturally and he died spiritually. So I want to establish that fact and take you on into what God began to reveal to me and open up to me on July the 11th, just a week or so ago. And open my understanding to something that I had never seen. So God spoke these things to me, gave me the scriptures here about man, how he created him. And for man to be created according to these scriptures, it meant he was created a spiritual being, a living soul, that he was meant to live eternal. And God began to put this understanding in my spirit. Well, in my prayer these last few weeks, I've been pressing God. We've got to have an answer. We've got to have an act of God. We've got to have a standard lifted up in the earth. We've got to have a word from the Lord. You know, there's a lot of good ministers out there. They can preach good messages, a lot of good teachers. But I don't know very few that are in that relationship, in that place with God, that the word of the Lord can come to them and they can step out on the pulpit or in front of a camera like I'm doing and tell you the word of the Lord come to them and God spoke to them. But I'm telling you, on July the 10th and the 11th, the word of the Lord came to me, and God has given us the answer that we've been seeking for if we'll take hold of it. Just be still. Just be still and know that he's God, and press him and come aside in a time of relationship and seeking God and get God to reveal His Word and His working of His Spirit inside of you, and take God at His Word and do what He said. You've got to know what to do, children. You've got to know how to come forward in what God's working in the earth. So, these last several days, the Lord's been working in my spirit, but I've pressed Him for weeks on end, and I feel like what He's told me in this visitation, because I went into it on Friday afternoon, pretty well stayed in it. Early Saturday morning, the Lord spoke to me, and I'm fixing to take you into that. But this is, I want you to mark this scripture in Ephesians 1. I want you to get it in your spirit. And I want you to start praying it. This is Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. That's 19. So get those three verses, 17, 18, 19. Mark them. Get them in your spirit. You should not be listening to one of these videos without a tablet and a pen to write things down, to go back and research, to study. Because if there's ever been a time we need to study to show ourselves approved, it's now. We need to study to show ourselves a workman, to get approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed. Because I'm going to tell you, the world's looking for answers, and the church ain't giving the world the answers they need. The church has gone into confusion. She's gone into chaos. She's fighting for survival. And I'm telling you, a people that will stand still and seek God are going to come out of this. But God told us in a prophecy on the 25th of April, 2019, that He was fixing to put the church through the fire. The church was going to be shaken. Ministry and ministers was going to be shaken. All this is happening right now. And that's why people are beginning to run. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to stand still. So we've got to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church. Listen to what God's telling us. I just posted a video on Hear What the Spirit is Speaking. So listen to it. Get it in your spirit. Then come back and study this. You know, it's not up to me whether this resonates in your soul or not. It's not up to me whether you identify with this word of the Lord or not. But I can tell you this, if you don't learn to stand still and seek God in prayer and study the word and ask God to open your understanding, or that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, as it says here in Ephesians 1 and 18, you're not going to get a hold of what God's doing. God is bringing a church forward in His spirit into maturity. All this immaturity is fixing to go by the wayside. And if you get left in immaturity, it's not God's fault. It's yours. It's your fault, because there's too much word being declared. There's several ministers out there I've recommended for y'all to go to and listen to them. One is my son, Chris Metter. He's got a Facebook page called Servant of All. The other is Michael Harris. He's got a Facebook page. Another one is Brother Mark Walder, Pastors, the Word of Faith Deliverance Temple in Jasper, Alabama. And there's a young lady that's coming up. She's been in the ministry for many years. She's now started a YouTube page called Pocket of Light. Her name is LaDana Kirkland. You need to get in, listen to these vessels. They can help you. They are seasoned. They're becoming more seasoned. They're coming forth in God's Word. But when God visited me on July the 10th, that Friday afternoon, and then that morning, the Lord put it in my spirit and spoke in my spirit and brought it forth that we are spirit beings. And I want you to hear what I'm telling you. We are spirit beings.
We were created with a living soul. This right here is a natural shell. It's not who you are. It's not what you are in Christ. It is a shell. And I'm going to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to read to you what, now all these are scriptures God began to put in my spirit all day Saturday. Because when he spoke to me and told me that he created man, a living soul or a spirit being, and that prayer was the relationship that he had ordained, his way to communicate with man, then I sat up on the side of the bed and I got up and I told myself, if I don't get up and get in the office and start writing this down, studying this, I'm fixing to miss what God's trying to show me. So I immediately got up, went to the office, began to study, probably 2.5 hours, studied scripture, studied things that God was revealing to me so I could get this revelation in my spirit so I could share it with you, because if we've ever needed to understand prayer and how to pray, it's now. It's now. And that's what God's wanting us to understand. I don't care what you know about prayer, what you think you know about prayer, put it on the shelf and listen to what I'm telling you. God created man, a spirit being. You are a spirit being. Yes, you are. If your spirit leaves this right here, this will die. This is not who you are. Your soul or your spirit being is who you are. What God created you to be is who you are in him. And that's everything that you receive from God comes through your spirit man. It don't come through this carnal natural man. This carnal natural man hinders. This carnal mind is enmity. It's God's enemy. It's God's adversary. And it fights everything the spirit speaks and tries to reveal in you. Romans the 8th chapter will tell you this. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For the carnal mind is enmity. It's God's adversary. It's his enemy. It's enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. Anything God wants to reveal in you, your flesh is going to fight it. Your carnal mind is going to fight it. It's got to come through your spirit, man. So you are a spirit being. And if you'll listen to what I'm telling you and get in prayer and begin to seek the face of God, God will begin to open this up to you and your prayer life's going to change. I'm telling you, God is revealing this now for people to be still and pray and seek his face. Not jump and run and have revivals and meetings. That's not God, what God's ordained. He said, be still. Seek me in intensity for 30 days. It's time to be still. It's not time to jump and run. You look around, people that are going to conventions and having revivals, this COVID's breaking out. Why? They're outside the mind and the will of God. They're outside of what God's doing. And God's trying to get our attention and rein us back in and give us a spirit of prayer to where we move God for this nation. Listen to what I'm telling you. So from 2 Corinthians 5, starting at verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. That's this right here. If this was dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So we have a tabernacle. We have a soul that is eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan. What did God tell us a couple of weeks ago? Whole creation's groaning. It's groaning. It's in pain. It's travailing. But the true children of God, we are groaning, desiring to be clothed upon. We want the clothing of this spirit. In Luke 24 and 49, Jesus told his disciples, he said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. That word endued means clothed upon. It means wrapped up in. It means to be clothed. So here Paul is saying, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed or to be endued with the Spirit of Christ, to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. We want that working of the Spirit of God. We want that Christ. We want that indwelling. The mystery of God, according to Colossians 1:26-27 is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The kingdom of God is Christ being revealed in you in power and authority and dominion in his mind, his nature, his attributes, his mercy, his compassion. As Peter said, that we have exceedingly great and precious promises that by these we can be made partaker of the divine nature. Get a hold of this word, children, because this outward tabernacle is not who you are. That's all this is. It's an outward house. It was given to you to function on this earth to be able to do God's will. That's all this is. It's an outward shell. It's not who you are. You are a spirit being. You are a living soul. And there's now going to become wisdom, knowledge, and understanding presented to you. If I can get you into prayer and asking God for help, that will cause you to come in to a time of prayer relationship with God that you've never known, because God said, I ordained prayer as my communication with the soul of man. That's what he told me on July the 11th. You're a living soul. You're a spirit being. And God has ordained prayer as the relationship to bring you into his presence and to talk to you and communicate with you. This is why we have so much trouble trying to pray, as we call it, and trying to seek the face of God, because we're trying to do it from a carnal perspective. We don't look at ourselves as spirit beings. We don't look at ourselves as living souls. We look at ourselves at what we see in the mirror, what we feel, what we touch, what we handle. That's how we look at ourselves. And when we go to prayer, like I said, we go and we're carnal minded. We're burdened down with cares of life. We're burdened down with all kind of problems. We don't shift gears. We don't step back and let ourselves begin to reach out to God, and our souls begin to reach out to God. We just start in a carnal mind, carnally minded. We start right out and try to pray, and we'll butt our head against a brick wall for a while, and then finally we'll get tired and we'll say, well, spirit of prayer ain't here tonight. No, the spirit of prayer's not there tonight, because you were trying to do it in yourself and your soul was not given the opportunity to pray, and you've not disciplined your soul to pray, which is where God has taken us. But we try to do this in ourselves. We go to prayer, we get in a certain position, we get in a certain form, we put on a persona like we're something spiritual, we get a certain inflection in our voice, we start crying out to God out of ourselves and out of our heart, and we start doing what we've learned in our relationship and our walk with God, and you are not giving your soul a chance to pray and get in touch with God. That's why nothing's happening. That's why God's changing this thing. That's why the revelation of this word of prayer has come to me. To Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Teach my soul how to communicate with you. Teach my soul how to have a relationship with you. It's time for the soul of man to have a relationship with God and get into what God is wanting to reveal and bring us forth in. If we don't get a hold of this, if we don't get in true prayer, and we don't begin to petition the Lord, and our soul doesn't begin to seek God, children of God, there's no telling what kind of trouble is coming on the face of the earth. God has sent this to head off trouble. God has sent this to stop what's happening on the face of the earth. God isn't giving you this to get exalted. He isn't giving you this. He's given you this to wake you up and tell you you're a spirit being. You are a spirit being, and everything you've been trying to do in your relationship with God has been from the flesh. It's been from the flesh mind. It's been carnally minded. It's been from the persona that you put on trying to be a Christian. And it's time to just move everything out of the way and say, Lord, teach us. Teach us to pray. Teach us how to let our spirit man pray. Because the only way you can receive of God, it's got to come into your spirit, man. Because your carnal man don't know the things of God. It does not. I can take you right into the scripture right now in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, and I can show you exactly what you're up against. I can show you what you've butted your head up against. And the Lord put this in my spirit. In 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter verse 9, when he started revealing this to me,
But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. God showed me. We've always looked at that as a great revelation coming forth to shake the earth in the natural. But God showed me these things. There's things fixing to happen in prayer that our eyes haven't seen. There's things that are now going to come forth in prayer, and God's going to speak to us that our ears haven't heard and our heart hadn't understood. If you will go back and look up the prophecy on the 30th of March, 3:30, 2020, and listen to it. It was spoken in a prayer meeting. We were in prayer here at the house. We hadn't been in prayer very long. Spirit of God just sat down on me, and we've learned to put a recorder out because we hadn't put a recorder out at the times we had. We would have missed getting the course correction on tape that the Lord gave that vision to my wife and then spoke to her. Things that are being put in place right now that are happening right now. That was March 2 years ago. That was March 2018. March the 8th, if I remember right, that the Lord showed her the course correction for the church, told her the church was off course, had to be changed. We won't listen. We keep trying to do things our way. We keep on just bullheaded, butting right in. Everything we want to do our way, we won't let God change us. We won't back up and be still and let God teach us. And children of God, God's either going to get our attention or he's going to raise up somebody that will. We got one or two choices. Either hear what the Spirit is speaking and be still and let God change us, or God's going to raise up a people that's going to hear his voice. I want to come into what God is working. I want to come in to the working and the moving of the Spirit. But listen to what I'm telling you here. And you go to verse 10 in 1 Corinthians 2. And you go to verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Having something revealed in your spirit does not mean it's being made manifest. God can reveal many things in our spirit, and he has to reveal things in our spirit and our knowledge and understanding before he can bring forth the manifestation. Verse 11, for what man, and here God's telling us right now, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So you don't know the things of God. Your carnal mind, your carnal spirit does not know the things of God. It does not. So there's either going to live the spirit of man in your soul or the spirit of God in your soul, and it's going to bring you forward in what God's teaching. It's going to open your understanding. But the more we feed the spirit of man, the more control it has. The more we feed the spirit of God and yield to it. And Paul tells us about this in Galatians 5, how the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh is against the spirit because they're contrary one of another. God is trying to teach us how to pray and how to get in prayer in the spirit, which is about the only way to pray and gain something from God. You can pray all day long, the carnal mind. You can pray all day long. You can quote. You can quote scripture. You can quote your prayers. So many people now got into a form of prayer that all they do is pray the same thing repeatedly over and over till it's rehearsed. They know it by heart. But when the spirit or the soul of man is loosed and given that freedom, then he will begin to pray. He will begin to pray and seek the face of God. He will begin to pray and come forth. And that's when you can say you've had a prayer meeting. That's when you can say the spirit of prayer is prayed. That's when you can say the spirit or the anointing of praise stepped in. So I'm gonna cover this, and then I believe I'm going to back down from this a little bit. Not back down from it, but taper down in the scriptures, because I want you to be attentive and I want you to learn and watch. So I feel like this is going to take another complete session. But anyway, he went on and said in verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So God, what God reveals, he has to reveal in your spirit. You have to be in relationship with God in prayer, in the prayer, what the Lord told me. And I never heard these things before. I never heard these things before until a week ago. I thought I knew everything about prayer. I'd been taken many places in prayer, been in many great spirits of prayer, but I've also battled and had to get up and say, well, I guess the spirit of prayer just ain't here tonight. No, because the carnal man was trying to do it. You can't do this in yourself. You're not going to do this in yourself. We're not going to get in the spirit of prayer or the anointing to pray or the relationship with God to seek His face. We're not going to get in it in the spirit of man. We're not going to get in it in the spirit of man. God has to allow this. You've got to press Him for understanding. You've got to press Him to know what to do. You've got to press Him for this to open up in your soul and for your spirit man to begin to pray, because you are a spiritual being. You hear me? You are a spiritual being. Nothing in the spirit of man is going to receive the things of God. Nothing in the spirit of man is going to understand the things of God. So many of you, you've tried to pray in the natural mind. You've tried to pray in the carnal mind. You've tried to read the Bible carnal minded. How many of you have read the Word of God and throwed your hands up and said, I don't understand? You know why? He's trying to do it in carnal. I've done the same thing. I'm not criticizing. I'm telling you, God's teaching us. But there's been times that I've got into reading the Word of God that it actually read itself to me off the page and went into my spirit. What was it? The Spirit of God made it alive, and it was speaking to my spirit man. It was speaking to me because I am a spiritual being. I'm not. This is not me. This is not me. What you see in the mirror, what you feel is not you. You are a spirit being that God created. You are a living soul, and it is by the Spirit of God that prayer is the relationship. And the more you pray, the more you press, the more you ask for understanding, the more alive this relationship is going to come in you, the more you're going to grow strong. You're going to wax strong in spirit and come forth in what God wants to reveal to you, because your natural man doesn't understand anything about God. Doesn't understand one thing. It's not going to, never has, never will. So you need to step back. You need to regroup. You need to study these scriptures. If you got to go back and listen to this video half a dozen times, do it. Get this in your spirit, because we've got to learn how to pray. We've got to learn how to have a relationship with God. And it only comes by our soul seeking the Lord. Spirit's got to speak to spirit. Spirit's got to speak to spirit. Your carnal mind can't speak to the Spirit of God. That's why Jesus said, or Paul wrote in, I believe it's 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, 5th verse, there's a mediator. There's one God. And there's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. The Lord showed me this many years ago. He said, I am man. He's still man. He walked on this earth as a man. He didn't come down here as God incarnate with all kind of power, authority, and dominion over demons. He didn't do that. He came down here as a man. He sought God. He walked up right before God. He pleased the Father. And he refused to yield his flesh over to sin. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet he did not sin. He didn't attempt. He didn't let sin get in his mind. He didn't let it get it into him. He had to battle the carnal mind just like you and I had to. But he didn't sin. He refused to sin. He stayed submitted and committed to the working of the Spirit of God. And now he is God in the flesh. He is the man Christ Jesus. He is God, but he also retains everything he learned as man. He retains all the knowledge of man. He retains what it's like to be man. That sin nature's not there now. So he has come forth. The sin nature's not there. He is God manifest. He is God in the flesh. He was never God incarnate. You can't find it in the scripture, but you can find God was manifest in the flesh. You can find it in Timothy. You can find where Paul wrote to Timothy and told him God was manifested in the flesh. So God was manifested in the flesh. God didn't, was not incarnate in flesh. And I don't want to get off on that. That's a whole other teaching. But when you pray, you've got a mediator, and it's that man, Christ Jesus. He can and does from time to time take your request, translate them to the Father, because the Father don't know what you want.
God plainly said in Isaiah 55, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. As high as the heavens are from the earth, how much higher my thoughts are in your thoughts and my ways are in your ways. And in other words, God was saying, we don't have anything in common. I don't understand the way you think. I don't understand the way you do things. I don't do them that way. I don't think that way. So Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, has to relate that to the Father. And then when the Father speaks, it has to be brought to our understanding through the man Christ Jesus talking to us and revealing things in his spirit. So, but we don't need to stay that way. We need to get into that realm where our soul, our living soul, your spirit being, can have a relationship with God, and you can begin to wax strong. You can begin to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and come forth in the working of his spirit. I'm going to come back and do another video and put it out here to try to finish this up. I feel like this is a great revelation that if we'll take hold of it, that a spirit of prayer will take hold of us, and we can do what God said, come aside and seek my face and petition him to put down this hatred and division, all this trouble in the earth, because God's ready to move in a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And if God pours out the Holy Ghost and there's all this trouble in the earth, we'll have a hard time laboring. You know, Jesus said to work while it's day. He said, for the night cometh when no man can work. We don't want a visitation in spiritual darkness. We don't want a visitation in night when no man can work. Doesn't matter about the spiritual darkness, but if there's trouble, chaos, war, all these things in the earth, that it's dangerous to try to do anything, to travel, to, you just don't have the liberty and you don't have the freedom to try to seek God that you have when God's brought a visitation in the earth and he's working by his spirit and man is being helped and strengthened and healed and delivered. So we need understanding. So pray about this. Take these scriptures I've given you in Ephesians 1, 17, 18, and 19. Ask God to help you. Study this video. Study the scriptures. Go back and read and find you were created a spirit being. When man sinned, he became carnal. He became mortal. He became corruptible. That's what happened to him. God didn't create him that way. That's what happened to him. That's why man began to die. Adam's years were not counted until after he sinned. We have no idea how long Adam and Eve lived in the garden. All we know is it says that 7 days God rested. That was 1,000 years. But after that, we have no idea. It could have been thousands of years. Could have been hundreds of thousands. Could have been into the millions. We don't know how long Adam and Eve lived in that garden and had dominion over God's creation. I'm giving you things to pray about and think about. I'm not trying to get you off on some tangent. So get this in your spirit. Ask God to teach you. Ask God to help you understand him. When I come back with this last part of Lord, teach us to pray. This is part one. When I come back with a second part, there may be a third part. I don't know. It depends on what the Spirit reveals. But come, put things aside, sit in front of this video, get your tablet, write down your scriptures, write down your thoughts, write down things God deals with you on, and let's ask God for a spirit of prayer to be able to petition God and move God for our nation to be turned around and these spirits to be put down, because all the enemy's trying to do is hinder the outpouring of the Holy Ghost that's going to take us beyond Pentecost. I'm telling you, this move is here. It's God's time. It's God's will. But the enemy has jumped in to try to hinder, and we need to fight for this faith that was once delivered to the saints. I pray this word's being a blessing to you. I pray it's helping you and strengthening you. May God bless you till our next session.